That's the Chieftains with a group called the Ladies Pantalettes, a tune called Carolina Rua. And actually, that's with Imelda May. Sorry, she's the extra group. Ladies Pantalettes is the name of the reel that follows Carolina Rua, and it comes off of the Chieftains' wonderful CD called Voice of Ages, each track of which has a different collaborator joining the Chieftains. And I thought of them simply because I was looking at next weekend's performance schedule in our listening area, and I note that Aaron Fesch Peoria is happening, as it does every year at about this time. And so we'll be hoping to cover some of those events on next week's Live and Local. This is Live and Local. It's your connection to local performances. I'm Kevin Kelly, and thank you very much for joining us on this Thursday afternoon. Today's show is going to focus on a different kind of festival that's happening in Urbana this weekend. It's a presentation of the Champaign-Urbana Singer-Songwriter Collective, and it's being billed as the first annual Champaign-Urbana Singer-Songwriter Festival, which includes on Friday an element they call Dylan Redux, referring to a Bob Dylan show that the collective put together back in May, which unfortunately got rained on, and so didn't happen exactly the way they hoped that it would. So they're kind of recreating that show, but adding some other singers and songs on Saturday.
Yeah.
What did I say?
On Friday.
On Friday. Yeah. That's happening on Saturday. Yeah. So the festival starts on Friday, continues through Sunday with different schedules, different singers. I counted up close to 30, and there may be even that many. Yep. That's the voice of Todd Durnall, who is the organizer of coordinator for the collective, and also he is Nightjar Productions, who present all these folks and promote them. And we have five, I think, of the singer-songwriters who are going to be representing the other 30-some to perform for us live today. Some will do Dylan, some will do Dylan and their own stuff, and some will do their own stuff. In fact, I've got sitting in front of me one who will do Dylan and one who will do his own, which is to say Matt Croissant, who I've known for a long time in different capacities, who I think is going to do one of his own. So you're going to be playing on what?
On Friday?
On Friday's show. And Kevin Elliott, who's going to do some Dylan and some Elliott.
That's right, yeah.
Which means you're playing on the Dylan show on Saturday. And then which other day are you doing?
I'm playing Friday night at 7, I believe.
You're also doing Friday night at 7 o'clock, okay. Mm-hmm. Somewhere I've got the schedule, which we'll run down at some point during the program. But thank you all very much for coming in. And, of course, we'll welcome the other folks as we go along. Let's start with you, Kevin, and let's start with some Dylan. Is Dylan somebody you're pretty well connected to?
Yeah, I think Dylan probably has influenced just about everybody in the past 50 years of music, I would guess. Just the way he puts words together and the way he also, I think, plays kind of affected me. My first Dylan record was Freewheelin' Bob Dylan, which came out in like 62 or something like that, I believe. And but I'm going to play a song off of my favorite Dylan record, which I think came out in 75, maybe, Blood on the Tracks. Todd, do you know?
That is right.
Yeah. And, yeah, to me, that's like, it's not only my favorite Dylan record, it's probably one of my favorite records.
What makes it a favorite?
It's just such a great collection of songs. I understand it's largely autobiographical, at least a lot, big part of it is. I haven't analyzed the songs, but they're just all great stories. One great story after another, and just the wordplay. And anyway, so at the first Dylan show, it was well represented. I think there was at least, I don't know, three or four.
off of that record?
Yeah, yeah.
And do you particularly gravitate to story songs generally?
Yeah, I do. I think the songs I write tend to be shorter stories than Dylan's. I've read interviews where people pretty much have said, like, unless you're Dylan, don't write songs that long.
Or Arlo Guthrie, maybe.
Yeah, or Arlo. Yeah, Arlo. Yeah, he can get away with it, and Bob can get away with it, and I tend to try to learn to edit. But
yeah, editing can be a good idea for many people. Well, which one are you going to do?
I'm going to do Buckets of Rain.
Buckets of Rain. Kevin Elliott channeling Bob Dylan here, sort of. I mean, are you really going to try to channel, or are you just going to do the song?
I'm going to vary from Dylan just a tiny bit, but it's going to be pretty close to the same arrangement.
All right. Live on Live and Local.
All right. Buckets of rain, buckets of tears, all them buckets coming out of my ears, buckets of moonbeam in my hand. You got all the love, honey, baby, I can stand. I have been meek and hard like an oak. I've seen pretty people disappear like smoke. Friends will arrive, friends will disappear. If you want me, honey, baby, I'll be here. Your smile and your fingertips, I like the way that you move your hips. I like the cool way you look at me. Everything about you's bringing me misery. Little red wagon, little red bike, I ain't no monkey, but I know what I like. I like the way you love me strong and slow. I'm taking you with me, honey, baby, when I go. Life is sad, life is a bust. All you can do is do what you must. Do what you must do, and you do it well. I do it for you, honey, baby, can't you tell? I do it for you, honey, baby, can't you tell?
Kevin Elliott, song by Bob Dylan here on Live and Local. And I gather you'll be doing that song on the festival on Saturday?
Yeah, that's one of the... I'll be playing a couple of songs, and that's one of them. I'll be playing another one that's an old one called I'll Keep It With Mine. Kind of obscure.
Not from the same album.
No, it's... in fact, it didn't show up on an album for a long time. It finally showed up on one of the bootleg albums, I believe, from a few years ago. It was recorded by a few other people, but and I guess by Dylan, too, way back in the day. But I think he's one of those people who's written tons of songs that we haven't even heard yet. And maybe we will someday. I saw there's a new bootleg coming out, or maybe it's already out. I don't know. It's coming out soon anyway.
Kevin is pretty well tuned into a lot of records that are coming out because I know you host a show on the WFT in downtown Champaign called From the Joshua Tree Inn, and it's a lot of singer-songwriter stuff. Mostly singer-songwriter stuff?
Yeah, mostly singer-songwriter stuff. I've been doing that for, gosh, I think like 17 years now. And so, yeah, it's mostly people probably who listened to Dylan when they were younger.
Yeah, well, I would imagine that most singer-songwriters have listened to Dylan whether they were younger or not.
Yeah.
They might not have been around at that time or
another.
That's
true.
The Dylan Redux show is happening at, I haven't even said where, the Historic Urbana Landmark Hotel and Conference Center at Lincoln Square Mall on Saturday. Starts at 6 o'clock. That's part of the what is planned to be the first annual Champaign-Urbana Singer-Songwriter Festival, which actually starts at 6 on Friday in the same place, and then continues on Sunday in the same building, although in a couple of different venues. And that starts at 1 o'clock and is going to continue till looks like 9:30 or so on Sunday. So you can hear two different sets of, you can't really hear two different sets on Sunday. You're going to have to pick and choose because things are happening at the same time.
No, actually, I've got them separated out by half an hour
Should have read more carefully. Yeah. Very clever.
Yeah.
Todd, so for the Dylan show, is the deal that everybody gets to do one or two songs of their choosing on Saturday?
Yeah. So what we did back in May was I sent out an email to like 30 different performers here in town, and I gave everybody the opportunity to pick their own Dylan song, or like with Emily, who we'll hear later.
Emily Otness.
I selected her songs for her. So
now, why'd you do that?
She wasn't familiar with Dylan, and there were a couple songs that I knew would be perfect for her. So one of them being the very first hit that Olivia Newton-John had was If Not For You. And I thought it was perfect for Emily. And then the other one was a song that I had heard by Judy Collins called Dark Eyes. And Emily's going to perform that today later. And it's absolutely beautiful.
So we'll get to find out just how good a match it is.
Right, right.
Okay. Well, Kevin, what did you want to do of your own today? And is this one that you'd say was a Dylan influence song?
It uses a little bit of maybe some wordplay, so perhaps so a few Dylan influences in there, but I wouldn't say I would be likely to hear Dylan play in this song. But
I certainly wouldn't sing it quite as tunefully. Kevin Elliott on Live and Local.
Something about you of a subtle kind, not easily read by a sober mind. But one thing ain't hard to find. This probably ain't the right thing to say, but you're the prettiest girl in AA. Hey, hey. My life has been nothing but one big regret. I lost all those women, all the friends I met. Can I bum a cigarette? This really ain't the right thing to say, but you're the prettiest girl in AA. Hey, hey. Would you tell me if I said I love you? You'd tell me you're a friend of Bill W. Can't give your number to just any slob. I ain't just any slob, 'cause I just got a job. I just got a job. I said I love you. You tell me you're a friend of Bill W. Can't give your number to just any slob. I ain't just any slob. Cause I just got a job. I got a job, baby. I got a part-time job. And we talk about alcohol. Sometimes I feel kind of blue. It's got something to do with you. I know this ain't the right thing to say, but you're the prettiest girl in AA. I know this ain't the right thing to say. You're the prettiest girl in AA. The prettiest girl in AA. This ain't the right thing to say. The prettiest girl in AA. Hey, hey, oh yeah. Oh yeah.
Kevin Elliott. Live on Live and Local here on FM 90.9. He'll do that song and I guess another half hour set worth on Friday night at the Singer-Songwriter Festival that Nightjar Promotions is presenting, along with the Champaign Urbana Singer-Songwriter Collective. He'll be from 7 to 7:30 at in the Library Lounge at the Landmark Hotel in downtown Urbana. If you haven't been in there, didn't even know the hotel was open. It is, and worth checking out, and maybe even book a room there someday.
Yeah, nice place.
Yeah. Okay, next up, Matt Croissant is also going to be playing on Friday night.
Yeah.
For a late show, 10 to 10:30 in the Library Lounge there.
Yeah.
I know that you play a whole raft worth of instruments. And I mean, I first met you as a clarinet player, and in fact, I was just over at the school where you teach, Center for the Community Center for the Arts in Urbana, and I think I had a peek in your room. And apparently, you got a special room because you have require so much equipment because so many different instruments.
Yeah, well, because I'll have days where I'll have back-to-back lessons doing, you know, acoustic guitar, electric guitar, bass, mandolin, drums, and then ukulele, and it just becomes prohibitive to have to move everything around.
So if somebody came to you and said, I want to learn whatever you do the best, what would you tell them?
That's tough. I mean, my leaning would be guitar, but it's hard because I used to say bass because the threshold for what constitutes a good bass player is just so low. And so, you know, compared like within the realm of bass players that are out there, I feel pretty good about myself. And I'm kind of like an average guitarist within the realm of what you can do on the instrument. But I'd probably go with guitar still.
Okay. Well, anybody who heard that, now we'll find out if you get a whole bunch of guitar people wanting to take guitar lessons. Say, hey, I hear you do that pretty well. Well, they're going to hear you do it right now, actually. Now, you're not on the Dylan show, so you're doing one of your own songs.
I am, yeah.
Any background to this one that we ought to know?
I guess the story behind this in brief is that back in January, well, actually back in December, Todd contacted me and asked me if I wanted to do one of the Singer-Songwriter Collective showcases. And at that point, I had some things that I had kind of been, you know, working on, but I didn't really have much finished. And said, well, you know, it's a 45-minute set. I said, does it have to be all my stuff? I said, no, at least 50%. And I thought to myself, well, it's December, and this isn't until January. I can do that. And so this song actually ended up being about the process of not being afraid of failure. And just kind of diving in and doing things despite the fact that they're terrifying, which it was.
And how'd that show go for you?
Pretty well. Although I ended up playing 45 minutes of music in half an hour because I was on a bit of an adrenaline kick.
That's how that goes, huh?
Yeah.
Okay. Are you feeling pretty calm right now?
No. No, I am not.
So will this be a nice fast song then?
Well, it's a pretty fast song anyway.
Okay. Take a couple of deep breaths, calm the fingers down, and or shall I set the metronome for you? Would that help?
You know, I almost brought one. All right.
So okay, Matt Croissant. Yeah.
They say if lightning strikes, this whole town's gonna burn. So pack what you can and leave what you can't behind. Well, I hear what you're saying and I know what you have heard. But if those are my choices, I'm gonna face the fire. They say that winter is coming and these leaves are gonna fall. But when the snow melts in the spring, there'll be a flood. That the river will tumble down from the mountains and wash the bricks and boards away. But I think I'll be standing right here when it's done. The red sun rises in the eastern sky. Bridges are burning, so I start to climb. I may walk to the edge with a hand at my back. But if I don't look down, then I'm never gonna crash. Now am I never gonna crash? They say the plates are shifting and the mountain's going to break. Once the rocks have fallen, what's left will be swallowed whole. Well, if the earth opens wide, it can have what there is to take. But I won't sit still and I won't wait anymore. Red sun's rising in the eastern sky. Bridges are burning, so I start to climb. May walk to the edge with a hand at my back. But if I don't look down, then I'm never gonna crash. Now am I never gonna crash? Catastrophe lurks no matter where we turn. So I should play it safe and wait, and I won't say they're wrong. But the tide rolls in and out each day, leaving smooth wet sand behind. And it's the castles we remember even when they're gone. The red sun rises in the eastern sky. The bridges are burning, so I start to climb. May walk to the edge with a hand at my back. But if I don't look down, then I'm never gonna crash. Now am I never gonna crash? Now never gonna crash? Now am I?
Given your preamble, I was for some reason expecting an introspective song. So this was that was a pretty traumatic experience for you back last December.
Well, you know, I felt like I had to steel myself because historically my tendency is when people ask me to do things, I think about what could go wrong and why I should say no. Mm-hmm. And I have been trying to fix that.
Uh-huh. And a great many things could have gone wrong, according to that song. Yeah. Pretty nasty stuff. No, great song, nice playing. It didn't sound nervous at all. Matt Croissant, he's going to be playing Friday night, tomorrow night, from 10 to 10:30 at the Urbana Landmark Hotel, downtown Urbana, next to Lincoln Square Mall, as part of night one of the first Champaign-Urbana Singer-Songwriter Festival that will run through Sunday at that location. And we're hearing five of the participants live on Live and Local. Friday night's lineup goes like this. At 6 o'clock, Mark Laughlin, then John McMahon, Kevin Elliott, Ann Clements, Steph Yang, Margaret O'Brien, John Coppas, Molly Blazier, Matt Croissant, and then ending up with Cody Sokolsky. That's all happening on Friday, and then there's more on Saturday and Sunday.
Yeah, a couple of things changed in there. Okay. I'm sorry.
That's all right.
Molly Blazier's not playing now, so Elizabeth Simpson's going to be playing in her place. And we're actually closing up with a guy who's touring from Cleveland, Ohio, and his name is Joshua Stevens.
Okay.
So
some pleasant surprises in there.
Yeah.
And who knows? There may be even more. Hopefully not for you.
I think we're pretty safe.
Okay. It's Live and Local on FM 90.9. Our program is made possible by Sinfonia da Camera, introducing their 30th season with a gala celebration on Sunday, September 15th at 6 p.m. in the Krannert Center lobby. The evening will feature music, dancing, dinner, and a live auction. More information is available at the Sinfonia office, 244-4350. The Cheryl Bailey Four from their CD For All Those Living. Cheryl Bailey on guitar, Jim Riddle on piano, Gary Wang on bass, and Shingo Okudara on drums. Their tune called For a Russian Princess. Cheryl Bailey will be among the many guitarists who will be at the, I think it's the fifth El Nora Guitar Festival at the Krannert Center for the Performing Arts, which is coming up the weekend after Labor Day. And we'll be featuring a number of those artists on Live and Local as that comes up. So something to look forward to in our area. That's always kicks off the Krannert Center's season. We're talking today on the show about the festival this weekend of singer-songwriters from in and around Champaign-Urbana who are all part of the Champaign-Urbana Singer-Songwriter Collective. And I might as well take this moment to say that the collective has a showcase every Tuesday at Clark Bar in Champaign. I think those start at 6:30.
Yeah, 7 o'clock.
6:37, something like that. And Todd Durnell is my guest along with our singers today. Todd's the coordinator for all of that. And we have next somebody who was on the show, I don't know, it's been, what, three years ago?
Yeah.
Tessa Turner is going to be on at the festival on Sunday at 6:30, from 6:30 to 7. And you were here with somebody we're going to be hearing later.
That is correct.
Emily Otness, at the time you were a band called, a two-woman band called Endless Pages, still
yes.
in high school.
Yes.
Do you guys ever do that at all anymore?
We do. We kind of diverged. You know, I went to a school in Chicago. I just finished my freshman year this year, and I've been home for the summer. And I contacted Todd to hook me up with a show at the Clark Bar, and Emily and I have been playing again together on and off throughout the summer and having a lot of fun.
What school in Chicago?
The University of Illinois, Chicago.
And yeah. What are you doing up there?
I am a French education major and a minor in Spanish.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
I hope that's all going well for you.
Yes. Love it.
And so I get my little instruments mixed up. This is
my ukulele.
This is a ukulele.
Yes,
okay.
It is.
We had a steel ukulele on the show yesterday.
Oh, wow.
Yeah,
nifty.
Which was fun.
I haven't ran into one of those before.
Well, I don't know if I'd seen one before, but it sounded great. And
does it sound like a dobro, kind of?
No, it sounded like a ukulele. Just
wow.
Steel.
Steel,
just,
yeah.
But it still had the nylon these are nylon strings, right?
Yes, I believe so.
Yeah, it still had the nylon strings on, and it was an interesting sound.
Yeah.
Reverend Robert was with us yesterday, Bobby Reynolds, and he played a couple of steel guitars and his steel ukulele, so that was fun. You're not on the Dylan Festival,
no,
so you're
I'm
doing
not.
One of your own songs.
I am. This is an original song, and it's called In the Dark.
Anything we should know about it before you sing it?
It is kind of a twisted love song, I guess. I think it has an interesting story that kind of speaks for itself. So
okay, well, let it speak. Tessa Turner, live on Live and Local.
Across a crowded room, your stare left me cold and empty like a tomb. How is it we are such strangers these days? Who'd have thought our love would end this way? You always get me in the dark about the way you feel. You never let me in your heart, and now we'll never know what could have been. Just fine alone, but thoughts of you remain in the back of my mind, driving me insane. I thought that this was what you had asked for, yet you toy with me still. I'm always wanting more. You always get me in the dark about the way you feel. You never let me in your heart, and now we'll never know what could have been.
Tessa Turner, it sounds like you were discouraged when you wrote that.
Yeah. Discouraged? Inspired, actually, to write the song.
Yeah.
Like, yeah.
What makes you choose the ukulele as your accompanying instrument, or don't you always?
I do play the guitar. I think that might be known to some people. I was going to play another guitar on this another song on the guitar, but I figured with the other guitarists, I'd change it up with the ukulele. But I like to play the ukulele. I was inspired by a girl on YouTube, and I really liked her music, and I love the sound of it. And I got one for Christmas one year and started writing songs. And I don't know, I just really think it's a fun way to change up the pace.
The ukulele's kind of made a comeback within the last
three
or four
really
years.
Has.
Jason Mraz, right?
Oh, yeah, definitely. Yeah. A lot of artists have been incorporating it.
Is that what he usually does, or he just incorporates into his show?
One song, I think people know, I'm Yours. Yeah, very popular. And I other artists, I don't know other songs, but definitely that one started to bring it back.
Well, I agree with you. It's a nice change up in it. And it works well. It certainly works for your voice.
Thank you.
And it worked for that song.
It's a lot of fun.
So that's the idea. Tessa Turner is going to be at the Champaign-Urbana Singer-Songwriter Festival this weekend. It starts at 6 o'clock on Friday and continues through Sunday. She'll be there on Sunday in the library lounge at the historic Landmark Hotel in Urbana. She'll be there from 6:30 to 7, so you can show up then, and or better yet, show up at 1 o'clock, and then you can hear everybody. It'll keep going until about 9:30 on Sunday. Next, we have somebody who's making her first appearance on this show, I think.
Indeed, yes.
Lori Bernard. Tell us a little bit about yourself.
Well, I'm a member of the Singer-Songwriter Collective, of course, and I also play rhythm guitar and sing backing vocals in an AC/DC tribute band called ADHD.
Okay.
So I got to really tone it down here for a little bit.
Well, at least it's an acoustic you're holding.
Yes,
That's a start. Yeah.
That won't stop me from breaking picks or strings, though. So I got to restrain myself.
Drama's good, so, you know, whatever happens, happens. And that.
Oh, and Bob Dylan is all about drama.
Yeah, and is he also a string breaker?
I hope not.
Lori's going to be on at the festival on Saturday during the Bob Dylan tribute, kind of a recreation of a tribute that the Singer-Songwriter Collective presented last May.
Yeah, we've added a lot of artists, though, and added several artists, and several of the artists who played are doing new songs. So if you saw the show in May, you're going to see a different show.
Okay, so it could be being called Dylan Redux, but sort of Dylan Redux and then some. That starts at 6 o'clock on Saturday night and continues till...
Probably till midnight.
A couple of sets.
It's going to be a long show. There's going to be about 50 Dylan songs performed.
Wow, fantastic. So, yeah. What are you going to do, Lori?
Right now I'm going to do Positively 4th Street.
And what made you pick this one? Of all the Dylan songs you could have picked.
Well, I'm doing this one here, and I'm also doing Idiot Wind for the festival, and I'm just a big fan of Bob Dylan's long, rambling diatribes against those who offend him in some way.
And this is one of those, huh?
I think so.
Okay.
It strikes me that way.
So if it's long, we better let you get going.
No, this is a short one.
Oh, this is a short one.
Yeah, the one I'm doing Saturday is about 10 minutes long.
Okay, thank you for the warning.
Yeah. Like Kevin, I'm a big fan of Blood on the Tracks, and Idiot Wind is off Blood on the Tracks.
Okay, Kevin Elliott, who was on the show before.
Say you are my friend. When I was down, you just stood there grinning. And you got a lot of nerve to say you got a helping hand to lend. You just wanna be on the side that's winning. You say I let you down, but you know it's not like that. If you're so hurt, why then don't you show it? And you say you lost your faith, but that's not where it's at. You had no faith to lose, and you know it. And I know the reason why you talk behind my back. I used to be among the crowd you're in with. Do you take me for such a fool to think I'd make contact with one who hides what they don't know to begin with? You see me on the street, you always act surprised. You say, how are you, good luck, but you don't mean it. You know just as well as I, you'd rather see me paralyzed. Why don't you just come out once and scream it? No, I do not feel that good when I see the heartaches you embrace. Perhaps if I was a master thief, I'd rob them. Now I know you're dissatisfied with your position and your place, but don't you understand, it's not my problem. Now I wish that for just one time you could stand inside my shoes, and just for that one moment I could be you. Yeah, I wish that for just one time you could stand inside my shoes. You'd know what a drag it is to see you.
Lori Bernard does Bob Dylan here on Live and Local on FM 90.9. She'll do that song and one other longer one, we're told, at the Dylan Redux show, part of the Champaign-Urbana Singer-Songwriter Festival happening this weekend at Urbana's historic Landmark Hotel. Starts Friday, continues Saturday with the Dylan show. She'll be in the first set. Knows set times for who's going to be on when, but that starts at 6 o'clock on Saturday, and then the festival continues on Sunday as well. You're listening to Live and Local on FM 90.9. One singer left to go. We'll welcome Emily Otness, who we heard about we heard her name a few times on the show already, and she'll be here in a matter of minutes as soon as we can get the studio set up. Tessa and Lori, thanks for joining us on Live and Local today.
Thanks so much.
You can take WILO with you anywhere you go now if you have an iPhone, iPad, or Android device. The new WILO app is free and allows you to stream our AM and FM stations, listen to past episodes of your favorite programs on demand, and much more. For more information about how to find the WILO radio app in the App Store or Google Play, visit our website at will.illinois.edu. Davina and the Vagabonds from their CD called Black Cloud. I think they're out of Minnesota. Davina Sowers on piano and vocals. Michael Carvalho on the bass. Darren Sterud on trombone. Connor McRae is on percussion. And Dan Eichmeyer is the trumpet player for that band. They were on our show not too long ago. They've been playing a couple of gigs at Mike and Molly's in downtown Champaign, and that was a blast. And always happy to play a little bit off their CD when we have the chance here on Live and Local. And we are now set up for our last singer-songwriter, but she's also brought a couple of friends in with her. Emily Otness has been on the show a few times. First, along with Tessa Turner, who we heard just earlier in their duo called Endless Pages, who occasionally get together again and do some other things. But Emily doing a lot on her own. And who did you bring in with you?
This is my friend Celine on my right, and on my left is Peyton.
Okay, thank you all for coming in.
They're my backup singers for our band, The Weekdays. We kind of perform now and then. It's like a spinoff of my solo stuff, but with a full sound.
Okay, nice. And I know you're going to be playing twice, performing twice on the Singer-Songwriter Festival. You'll be in the on the Dylan Show on Saturday, but you're also on the lineup on Friday night, right?
Mm-hmm. Or Sunday.
I'm trying to re-find you there. Sunday at 6 o'clock. So that's all the original stuff, and you got an original to... We'll probably just get that one in yet on the show today. What do you want to do? What's the song you're going to hear today?
This is called Bare Feet, and it's the title track of my new album, which will be released sometime in September, ideally, but recording is a slow process. So
it always is, and you'll send us a copy, right?
Yes, I will.
Yeah, so we can get some airplay from it. Mm-hmm. Emily Otness, live on Live and Local.
Actually, I want to get a reference pitch from my singer.
Bare feet.
All right, good.
Bare feet and dirty clothes. I'm happy as a child with earth between my toes. I've been running round in the body I missed. Where was it hiding? How did I forget this? Windblown hair, no self-defined. And I've got everything when nothing is mine. And I am dancing on the ground that bore me. There's nothing after this and nothing before me. So listen well and listen close. Can't you hear it singing, singing slow? It's the song of wandering, the song of the dawn. The sound of bare feet on a private lawn. So listen well and listen close. Can't you hear it singing, singing slow? It's the song of wandering, the song of the dawn. The sound of bare feet on a private lawn. The sound of bare feet on a private lawn. The sound of bare feet on a private lawn.
Emily Otness and Celine, what's your last name?
Celine Broussard.
And?
Peyton Stewart.
Peyton Stewart, thank you very much. Stewart?
Stewart.
Stewart, thank you very much. Emily, that's completely different from any song of yours I've heard before.
That was the idea.
Because that this one be completely different or that you're branching out?
I'm trying to incorporate a little bit more soul, a little bit more old-fashioned style. And we're experimenting a lot in the studio with some effects on my voice and a lot of really cool electronic things. So hopefully it'll be a nice mix on the album.
And in the recording studio, and when you do that out, do you normally beat on the back of a guitar or do you use an actual drum?
I do beat on the guitar. That's kind of I want to keep that. It does have a nice bass to it. And my drummer, Joey, who's not here with us, is also going to come up with a really cool part for it. So that it's a really fun song to work with.
So that one hasn't been recorded yet, in other words.
Parts have. We haven't gotten the full instrumentation yet.
Okay, Emily will be at the first annual Champaign-Urbana Singer-Songwriter Festival, a presentation of Nightjar Promotions and Champaign-Urbana Singer-Songwriter Collective. She'll be there on Saturday as part of the Dylan Show and on Sunday as well. The festival starts on Friday, though, at 6 o'clock. And you can get more information on their Facebook page. It'll be at Urbana's Historic Landmark Hotel. Todd Durnell is the organizer. Very pleased to have you back, Todd, and best of luck with the festival. And thanked everybody for coming in and joining us on Live and Local today.
Thank you.
Thank you.
We'll be back with another show on Monday. I'll be off tomorrow. And hope you have a great weekend. In the meantime, I'm off to see a a few tennis matches in Cincinnati this weekend. You're listening to 90.9 WYLL FM and HD Urbana with translator W293 AF Danville, NPR Classical Music, and more for Central Illinois. WYLL is a member-supported service of the College of Media at Illinois.